Hi there. The following talk was a talk that I gave at the recent APCM, which stands for Annual Parochial Church Meeting. It's a meeting that takes place annually in each church in the Church of England. It was supposed to take place in March, but due to the coronavirus, it had to be postponed until the 11th of October. Tomorrow, it will have been 11 weeks since my licensing on the 27th of July. I've been with St Thomas's for 76 days and I can honestly say that I feel like I've been here for years. The last 11 weeks have been fabulous and God has done more than I ever could have imagined. The church have welcomed me and my dog Rupert with open arms. I've been encouraged and loved and I've never felt like a stranger here. St Thomas's and Wilbury is my home. Now, why did I apply for this role? Well, with thanks to Shenna, one of our church wardens, and others that contributed, they produced an incredible parish profile. I remember reading it and thinking to myself, this was written for me. It made my heart sing, and I had absolute trust that the Lord was calling me to apply. There was no question when I was asked if I would accept the role. I arrived in COVID times, and I'll always be the first vicar in the Archdeaconry to get anointed with a cotton bud. If you want to know more about that, do come and chat to me. I arrived to a church that had been in vacancy for a year, and before that had carried many things while Barry, my predecessor, was dealing with bad health. I know it's been hard, and no doubt there have been times where the church have questioned where things would go. I've been blown away by their faithfulness, resilience and determination to keep the light of St Thomas's shining. They have two marvellous church wardens and a great PCC, and I want to thank each and every one of them for the ways in which they give and serve the church and this community. Sure, numbers have declined over the years. There's been challenges with money and it's been tough, but I see the light that shines from St Thomas's and I see the incredible potential and hope for the future of our church. And I wholeheartedly trust that God has a plan, he has a hope and he has a future for us. Things have happened in the last 11 weeks that I never anticipated. We've reintroduced morning prayer that continues to have around 8 people week on week. We've started a prayer walk and a Bible course. We've sent goodie bags to 40 children and even pulled off our first messy church. How encouraging is that? And in the last week, we've had news that Wilbury Junior School want to visit our church twice before Christmas. Icknield School also want to return. And the Wilbury Community Forum want to work with us more closely. In the months ahead, we will be working more closely with the diocese, with their Reaching New People team and their Flourishing Churches team, as we consider as a church what our mission action plan is for the future. Specifically thinking about our buildings, our worship and our outreach and how that collaborates with the mission of God. Are you excited? Because I am. Perhaps you're listening to this as a member of St Thomas's, or perhaps you're listening to this as a member of our community. Either way, I hope you're excited about what's going to happen in our church and how that's going to flow out into our community. But we also face some challenges. Money is always one. We're going to hear from Colin, our treasurer, who we give thanks for, that we face some challenges financially going forward. We have the challenge of people. We currently have a parish of 5,500 people and an electoral roll of 51, meaning we have 51 confirmed members in our church. That works out at just under 1%. So how do we seek to reach the other 99% with the good news of Jesus Christ? In addition to this, I'm aware that our resources are limited. The church gives so much and are so generous with their time. So it's a challenge we face as we need more labourers, more people to come and join us and to live out their faith at St Thomas's. And finally, the environment. Colin, our treasurer, Peter, our church warden, and I joined the Eco Church Conference on Saturday the 10th of October, and it was an inspiring day, seeking to combat global warming and the impact of the climate and the responsibility that this is on each and every one of us. And we want to be committed to joining the Church of England in its promise and pursual to be carbon neutral by 2030. So how are we going to do this? What is our vision as we move forward? In November, we're going to have our first action plan event, and Kay Peacock from the diocese will journey with us for a year as we set out missional priorities. In 2021, we will consider our stewardship and how we give of our time, our talents and our money. And we'll press on to reach new people in new ways as COVID permits, as we connect with schools, the Wilbury Community Forum, and through ventures like Messy Church and the like. We are so excited to be working towards new signage for outside and a new system which will enable us to safely store data and keep in contact with visitors that give us their permission. But I want to suggest that our biggest priority is prayer. A praying church is a healthy church, and we are called to be a house of prayer. And I would suggest that our prayers can get bigger and bolder as we pray with expectation about what God is going to do in our midst. Prayer is our foundation, and we can all join in with it. You each here at St Thomas's this morning have a prayer booklet, and I would love you to commit to praying this each day with me. I will pray for you, and I would be humbled if you would pray for me. All that I've shared today could be extremely overwhelming as we process so much change. I was thinking about this as I was recently away on retreat, and I read a book by Stephen Cottrell called Hit the Ground Kneeling, where through his words he challenged me and other readers to fight the culture of hitting the ground running, which is such an example of these times. He calls us to prioritise contemplation, space, and most of all, Jesus, our first love. Because this is why we do what we do. It's why I got ordained. It's so easy to lose sight of it, to press on in our own strength and to eventually burn out, lose direction and fail. Stephen Cottrell used this wonderful example of two men sawing wood. One person works solidly through the day. The other takes a break for 10 minutes every hour. At the end of the day, the person who has taken the breaks has cut considerably more wood. "How can this be?" asks the other man. "Well, every time I took a break," comes the reply, "I sharpened my saw." You see, we're reminded by Stephen Cottrell that rest and contemplation have several benefits. They put us back in touch with the big picture. They put us back in touch with our first love. They help us to reset the compass. They provide much needed balance. And they provide physical rest and an opportunity for recreation. Now, I'm committed to looking after myself because I've made a mess of it in the past. And self-care is one of my top priorities, and I want to lead us all in doing the same. I'm not suggesting that the things I've talked about today will be achieved overnight. Instead, let's keep each other accountable to take breaks and sharpen our saws. And I promise that if we live a life like that, we will be so much more fruitful. Today, let's celebrate and give praise that God is so, so good. And a scripture that's kept coming to me as I've been preparing for today is Ephesians 3, verse 20. It says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Let me say that again. "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." Let's have confidence that the future is bright. God is with us. Let's pray. Living God, draw us together into your love. Jesus, our Lord, send us to care and serve. Holy Spirit, make us heralds of good news. Stir us, strengthen us, teach and inspire us to live your love with generosity and joy, imagination and courage, for the sake of your world and in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening.